There are many options when choosing a school for the K through 12 student. Public, private, and homeschool options all have their pros and cons. WUTC's Rabbit spoke with a family that has chosen another option, cyber school. Betsy Sunder is a very busy mom. She takes care of her house, 6 kids, and stays on top of their schooling. None of her children have ever attended a public or private school. Homeschooling was the only option for her family.
When we started homeschooling, Eddie was in first grade. He's now 17. I also had a 4-year-old and I had 2-year-old twins. So I did not have time to figure out what does a first grader need to know, gather the materials, and teach it. I had time for the fourth one. I had time to teach it. So I looked around for a curriculum that was pretty much right out there laid out for me. And I found K12.com. And so that's what we used for the first 5 years. We lived in St. Elmo at the time. We happened to move to Georgia because our house was shrinking. We had a fifth child. And we moved to Georgia. And that summer, the Georgia Cyber Academy came into being, which also happened to use the K-12 curriculum. So K-12 contacted me and said, hey, would you like to use K-12 through this school now instead of buying it yourself as private homeschoolers? And so I said, sure. Yeah, that'd be great, because, of course, part of that is that we get the curriculum for free from the state. We homeschooled with K-12 for 5 years, and we have now been cyber schooling with K-12 through Georgia Cyber Academy for the next 7. Although, technically now, since we use it through the Cyber Academy, we are not homeschoolers. The way we report and the different accountabilities that we have are different than straight-up homeschoolers in the state of Georgia. But if you came to my house, you wouldn't really see a whole lot of difference.
Eddie Sunder is now graduating through the Georgia Cyber Academy, class of 2014. When you were preparing for coursework, I mean, you just walk down to the dining room, or how does that work for you?
The way I prepare for coursework is online, you log in, and there's a class list. Immediately after you log in, you click on whichever class you want. I could click on algebra if I wanted to. After you access that course list from the homepage, it opens up a list of units that you have. And when you click on one of the units, you are transported to a page with all your coursework on it. Before you go into the unit page, you have a schedule that your teacher has laid out for you. The schedule tells you what you need to do. So the unit that I access is usually in line with the schedule that they provide. I use my computer, my laptop, pretty much wherever I want.
So if you want to go to class in the backyard under a shade tree on a nice day,
I can do that.
Are there textbooks associated with it, or is all of it online?
There are textbooks associated with it. However, most of them are optional. In the case of literature, they are not.
That also varies with grade level. My youngest just finished first grade, and he had quite a few textbooks and workbooks and math manipulatives and, you know, just all kinds of stuff. My middle schoolers this year got sent a microscope and some slides. They send you a lot of stuff. In about the end of July, beginning of August, we start seeing a lot of brown boxes show up from UPS with their books and their supplies and stuff. As Eddie said, in high school, those books get fewer and fewer because more of it is online.
And then at the end of the school year, you pack it all up and send it back.
The stuff that we did not consume, yes. Like the workbooks that you write in, obviously, we don't send those back. But the textbooks and the microscopes and things like that, we will send back, yes.
Do each of your children have their own computers, or is there a shared time?
My husband does computers for a living, and so we have several computers in our house that he has kind of Frankensteined. Georgia Cyber Academy does have a program where if you qualify, like if you would have received free lunch or something like that in a public school, then you would qualify for them to send you a computer. We just have our own, and we do happen to have enough for everyone, although not every family does that. Especially, like I said, in the lower grades, there is enough offline stuff that you can definitely survive having one kid be on the computer for a while the other one is doing math in the math book or phonics, you know, or something, and then they can switch and that kind of stuff. So it works out okay.
Eddie, you never really had the in a classroom experience. How did you socialize with your peers, people your own age?
There are online classes as well as online classrooms that the teachers administrate and teach us through online classrooms. The newest thing that they've done is Blackboard Collaborate, which you log in to a school room with your teacher there who has PowerPoint slides prepared for you, and several students have also logged in and can listen to the teacher teach as she or he describes what they have on the PowerPoint slides.
So you do have a kind of a remote classroom situation.
Yeah.
Do you also maybe get together and do group projects with other students?
I've only had one experience with that, but field trips are also a big socializer.
Students in the Georgia Cyber Academy get plenty of opportunities to socialize with field trips and are required to visit schools to participate in standardized testing.
A lot of our socialization is not necessarily associated with the Georgia Cyber Academy. For instance, Eddie is an Eagle Scout. He's been involved in Boy Scouts for a long time, as are my other boys. At our church, they're involved in youth group, and of course, they're in a classroom in Sunday school, which obviously is not the same, but it's still sitting with other kids listening to a teacher. Georgia Cyber Academy has also given us some opportunities that we probably wouldn't have had. Eddie, one of the assignments was prepare your semester project as if you were going to enter the National History Day competition. So he made a documentary, and he actually did enter it in the National History Day competition. He won second place in the state, and he went to Maryland to the national competition with his documentary. So that was a really neat experience for him.
You have also been honored at your graduation level, I do believe.
That is correct. I was selected as the salutatorian for GCA's first graduating class.
Did you travel for a graduation?
I'm actually going down to Atlanta to graduate with 275 of my fellow seniors.
Are you excited?
Oh, yeah.
Did you interact with any of your fellow seniors online?
Yes, through online classrooms. They have the ability to chat before class. We also have discussion boards on the curriculum where you post things. It's as if you were in a normal discussion in a normal classroom where you give a point and people respond to that point.
It's just that you have to type it.
If you have a big family, it's time to do homework. Quite often the older siblings help with the younger siblings. Do you find that happening in your home as well?
It certainly has. I've helped my younger siblings with their assessments online. They'll ask me a math question, and I try to help them answer it rather than answer it for them.
Eddie has taken all the way up to AP calculus. And so when there is a math question with my ninth grader or my seventh graders, Eddie will hear his name. But he's been very helpful, especially with math, but also with other things too.
As a parent doing homeschooling for all of your children, does the Cyber Academy make it easier? Does that take some of the pressure off of you as a parent to know that everything is covered?
I think so. I really appreciate that part of it. I feel like it's a very good hybrid between public schooling and homeschooling. You get the homeschool part of it that I like. We're at home, and I get to see those aha moments. I get to help them, you know, learn the things and kind of be learning with them and know what they're doing, know what they're studying. And then the public school side of it is that it's all ready for me. I don't have to pick it out and hope that I'm doing the best thing to cover everything. I also have the teachers available. As they get up into the higher grades, obviously the teachers do take more of a role. The teachers are available to me if I have questions. Okay, my first grader, I didn't learn math the way he's learning it, or I don't understand it the way he's learning it. Can you give me some ideas of how to help him understand it better? It also helps to have someone else be there kind of in the background almost, especially for the early grades, but for me to be able to say, Mrs. So-and-so wouldn't be able to read that. You need to make sure you're writing it neatly. The other thing that I appreciate is the accountability. I have six kids. For me to let one or two of them slide would be pretty easy, but I know that they have a particular teacher that is watching out for them, checking up on them, and so it makes me a little more apt to make sure that I get them covered that day. I just really appreciate having those people there for the accountability and for the expertise they offer.
Do you feel that your son is prepared for college?
Yes, I do.
Have you applied for any colleges?
I have. I've been accepted to Georgia Tech. As of right now, I'm planning to take a gap year. I'm going to be helping a missionary family in Peru for 5 months, and after I come back, I will take a job to help pay for college.
More information about the Georgia Cyber Academy and Tennessee Virtual Academy for grades K through 12 can be found online at www.k12.com. for WUTCs around and about. This is Rapid.